I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and I'm in recovery due to trust, rejection, and codependency. Hi, my name is Andrea. I was adopted around the age of 2 by a family with 2 boys. I remember being told by my mom that they had wanted a daughter, so decided on adoption. My family was a typical average family. I learned to be independent from my dad, needing to suck it up in situations and figure it out for myself. My mom took care of the home as well as having a full-time job. Both were good examples of working hard for what we needed and wanted. We went on family vacations as part of Girl Scouts, ballet, took piano lessons, and was blessed to attend a summer camp for several years. I was a generally happy person. My dad had a good sense of humor, but I knew not to do anything to get him upset. His response was that look, and then a stern reprimand. I only remember a couple of times of actually being in trouble. I would get very quiet, not say anything, or say, I don't know, and then just listen to him. It was easier to shut down than to work at communicating. Even though I knew in my head that he loved me, I never felt that he loved me. Over time, a distance grew between us. He had health issues, and at the age of 63, he died unexpectedly. I still miss him. My mom was always busy. She cared for the home, but went back to work to help her parents financially. I remember she'd leave before I left for school and got home about dinner time. She loved cooking and being hostess to friends and family. She and I were opposites, though. She loved the city, entertaining, shopping. I loved the country, farms, reading, and I still do. Our relationship as a mother and daughter was not a close one, which is how I thought they were supposed to be. I built up a lot of resentment about my mom. I remember her telling me how I should lose weight, how my brothers were so successful, how my niece and nephews were doing so well. I believe she was comparing me to others, as I don't remember her saying anything about what I had done she was proud of. I thought I wasn't loved. My resentment got so bad that there was a time where I wouldn't even answer her phone calls. I dreaded having to go see her. My attitude was horrible, and I was edgy and short with her. This continued for many, many years. Growing up, I always loved school, my teachers, and learning. This poured over into attending Sunday school as well. When I was 9, I attended a week of vacation Bible school. I learned about Jesus, and I remember very vividly being asked if I wanted him to be my Lord and Savior, and I said yes, and prayed for Jesus to come into my life, and that was that. As the years went by, I continued to attend church, but I didn't grow much spiritually. I was usually a happy and kind person. I tried to follow all the rules, be fair, and not get into trouble. I loved working at the school office and helping to prepare lunch at the school cafeteria. I felt needed, accepted in those situations. It was the same with my church family. I felt I belonged and was a part of a group that was important to me. I know now it was the beginning of wanting to fit in more with others. During my early teenage years, I didn't have many friends, so I started following the crowd. Though it wasn't often, I'd smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, and smoke marijuana with others, all so I could belong. It didn't help. I still didn't feel like I was accepted. I always felt I was looking in from the outside at a group of people who seemed to connect with each other, but not with me. It added to my feelings of rejection. Due to who I chose to hang around with, and how I chose to participate, there were many situations that could have turned out badly for me. Fortunately, they didn't, but because I spent time trying to be included by not stating my opinions, stuffing my feelings, and trying not to ruffle anyone's feathers to keep them happy, I didn't work on true friendships. I didn't know how. I really wanted people to like me and have a lot of friends. My thought was, if I can make people happy somehow, they'll want to be around me and be my friend. So I would pay for people to go out to dinner or a movie with me, even if I couldn't afford it. I had a job at a small neighborhood store where I stole money to use toward paying for others. I had become a thief to support this habit. I was eventually caught and fired. I paid back what I had stolen, but those were the only consequences I faced. My husband Dave and I originally met when I was 15. We only dated a few times and then lost track of each other. Fast forward 10 years, I re-met Dave and we were married a year later. A few years afterwards, we started working at the same company. I was the office manager and part of my job was to take and record payments from customers. Can you guess what happens? Yep, I was again stealing from the company, reworking the books to hide my theft. What for this time, you might ask? The same thing as last time, paying for others beyond what I could afford to do things with me due to my codependency and rejection issues. I don't talk a lot about my trust issues, but I watch people a lot. Will their actions back up what they say? If I share something confidential, will it stay confidential with them? I don't know where it came from, but I'm telling you this because Dave was the very first person I shared 99% of my life with. He knew just about everything about me and still loved me. I trusted him. I didn't want to lose that relationship. Thinking it would make him happy, I would buy and spend even if we couldn't afford it. Then to pay our bills, I would steal from the company. So can you tell what's coming? I was caught. I confessed what I did, resigned, and started making payments to pay it back. That was pretty much it, except this time I had to confess to Dave what I had done. I had to tell him why I wouldn't be working there anymore. This was the hardest thing I had to do in my life. My fear of rejection was at the highest level it had ever been. I didn't know what his reaction was going to be or what would happen because of it. Through the tears, I was finally able to tell him what happened. The first words out of his mouth were, and I will never forget it, "We'll get through it." And yes, he was there for me and is my support ever since, always. Through all this, we moved from Portland to Cornelius. Dave and I were attending a church that decided to restart a Celebrate Recovery ministry. We decided to go to the meetings, and my thoughts were, I'll go and support my husband. I can't tell anyone about my theft issue because I know stealing is wrong and a sin. If I told anyone, I'm afraid of what people's reactions would be because I'm a Christian. I should be able to stop stealing on my own, but I couldn't. As Proverbs 28:13 states, he who conceals his sin does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. I started the Journey Begins step study and was finding out that I had trust, rejection, and codependency issues. It took me to the confess lesson to openly share with the group about the current theft situation I was involved in. My fear was that if the ladies knew, I would be judged and rejected, but that didn't happen. I received love and acceptance from them, so I understood about confessing, but I still had a problem with renouncing, giving up stealing. My willpower wasn't strong enough. Yes, I said current theft issue. Before starting the step study, I'd been working at a company for 3 years and had begun to steal from the people I supported. I was found out, I admitted what I had done and quit my job. This company did prosecute and I had a court hearing, but God showed up in a big way. I was given an opportunity to share in the courtroom about Celebrate Recovery and what it consisted of and how it was helping me. The district attorney reduced my charges from 10 convictions to 3. The judge stated he was going to sentence me to 30 days in jail, but reduced it to just 10. My probation consisted of having to pay back my fines and the amount I stole, to have no contact with the individuals I stole from or be on their property. But I didn't have to meet with the parole officer or attend any special classes through the court system. I did know, though, that my lifeline was with Celebrate Recovery, where I needed to continue and attend consistently, as well as be part of a step study on a regular basis. It may seem that going to jail was the lowest point in my life, but it wasn't. It also wasn't the point of being caught and prosecuted. My lowest point was that I was continuing to make poor choices and steal money that didn't belong to me. I couldn't change myself. My time in jail was actually a time of joy. I was able to connect with and encourage a few women by sharing what God, through CR, had done in my life. How God had given me forgiveness, joy, and peace. Sharing about God's love for everyone, how each person is worthwhile and important no matter what they've done. That the future can be so much different than the past. You may wonder how I can look back and have some perspective of the why in my issues. It's because I take seriously and work the Celebrate Recovery program. To begin with, Celebrate Recovery helped me realize I believed in God, but I didn't have a relationship with him. The relationship I was seeking from others was really the relationship I needed to have with Jesus. The relationship with God meant I needed to get to know and communicate with him. To do that requires reading and studying the Bible, praying, being committed to surrendering my life and will to the care and control of God. Through my relationship with Jesus, I'm finding out God's truth about me. I am his child. He made me. He knows me. He loves me. He doesn't reject me. Now my worth comes from the Lord, not people. My feelings of rejection diminish when I keep my focus on God and his word. I know I'm loved and accepted by him. Because of Jesus and the CR program, I've forgiven my mom, but most importantly, I came to realize my part in the broken relationship and that I had to make amends. God healed my heart and restored a loving relationship with her. When she would call, I wouldn't hesitate to answer the phone. When I visited, I was able to listen to her stories patiently. I was able to tell her, I love you and really mean it. I wasn't taking offense at what she would say like I used to. I immediately forgave, had grace and mercy. I don't have the words other than what joy and freedom God gave me in my relationship with her, and I am so thankful that God changed me before she died. Now that my relationship with Jesus is active and alive, I'm finding that I have more friends than ever. People who I can openly share hopes and dreams with, people who will pray for me in rough times, people who are encouraging and supportive. I also find that I'm more confident in reaching out to others to begin the process of starting a friendship. I now have friends from Celebrate Recovery, church, businesses, and organizations I belong to. Because of Celebrate Recovery, God has changed me in many areas of my life. Out of many, these are just three things he has done. He has changed me from a quiet, shy person, hesitant to share my faith, to talking to people about how Jesus is working in my life. He has chiseled off the sharp edges of my personality that didn't have much grace or mercy, though I'm still working on that one. He taught me that my recovery issues stem from deeper issues that I needed to recognize and allow him to work in me to bring more healing. Not always an easy journey, but so worth it in the long run. If you're new to the Celebrate Recovery program, I want you to know that you are loved, wanted, and needed. Here you will find what I call forever family who will encourage you, be supportive of you through your journey. Through the good, the hard, the ugly, life isn't easy. However, if you really want to recover from whatever your hurt, habit, or hang-up is, be committed and consistent. Don't give up. Keep reaching out to your sponsor and accountability partners. They're going to be your lifeline. Find a place to serve, to give back to others. Keep coming back, even if you don't feel like it. It really will work. I'm so grateful to God for the Celebrate Recovery Ministry. Grateful to serve as a leader at my home church, Forest Grove Crossroads. Grateful to share my testimony to encourage people. Grateful to share with other CRs the opportunity to connect with people in jails and prisons through Celebrate Recovery Inside. I'm privileged to facilitate Celebrate Recovery meetings for women inside Yamhill County jails when they're open. Grateful to be a Celebrate Recovery state rep to help support and encourage other CR groups, as well as encourage churches to begin a Celebrate Recovery ministry. I now have the best relationship that can be found. It's with God, and I trust him to direct my path because I know I matter to him. He loves me unconditionally. I know that because God's word for me, the Bible tells me. One more thing. God has proven his love for me in many ways by giving me a deeper love for others, by giving me more patience and less frustration, by giving me an underlying joy even through tough situations, by changing me, I couldn't change myself, by giving my life meaning and a purpose. I know that I will always be involved with Celebrate Recovery because God is continually showing me areas that he wants to heal. He's helping me grow into the woman of God that he wants me to be. All that God has done for me encourages me to continue seeking him and his will for my life. I have an anticipation looking forward to what he has for my future. In Jeremiah 29, God is speaking to the people who are exiled from Jerusalem. I was that exile. I was exiled from God because I was not seeking a relationship with him. God says in Jeremiah 29:11-14, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. Then you will call upon me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity." Thank you for letting me share.